Today, we'd like to see the title, High Priest, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. So here how we all are born again Christians. We'll see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face, sooner or later. God knows our time, when we'll meet our Lord Jesus Christ. Before starting the High Priest title, we want to see three questions. We need to meditate on three questions. Number one, what does it mean, compassion and weakness in verse 2? What does it mean, compassion and weakness in verse 2? Question 2, when do you think that God doesn't hear your prayers? How should you do in verse 7? Question 2. When you think that God doesn't hear your prayers, how should you do in verse 7? The last question. What are the same and different things between Aaron and Jesus Christ as the high priest position? The last question. What are the same and the different things between Aaron and Jesus Christ as the high priest? The book of Hebrews was written in around 64 through 68 AD. We don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews, but we imagined that this book might be written by disciple Paul. Why? Because this Hebrew book is a very logical, very reasoning process. So that's why disciple Paul, as a former job, was a lawyer. So before converting to Christian. So that's why this book of Hebrews logic is very similar to the Pauline's epistles or disciple Paul's letters in the Bible. That's why most scholars think that the book of Hebrews was written by disciple Paul. So audience who are readers, many readers are Jewish Christians. So before believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, those people were Judaizers. Now they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their saviors. Those are called as Jewish Christians. Today, called them as Jews for Christ. Jews for Christ. Chapter 5, verse 1 says, "For every high priest taken from among men." So every high priest in the Old Testament, high priest was ordained by God, only Aaron's descendants. Who is Aaron? Aaron is the descendant of Levi. Who is Levi? Levi was the third son of Jacob. Jacob, or Israel, had 12 sons. So the third son's name is Levi. So the Levi's descendants, Aaron, only he was ordained to be high priest. So Aaron's, usually the eldest son take over Aaron's position, high priest. So from among men, so high priest among men. So Jesus Christ also, Jesus is God. Also Jesus was incarnated. Incarnation meaning God became into flesh. That's called incarnation. How God became in flesh? Because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became in the womb of Virgin Mary. So becoming flesh. So Jesus Christ also coming from man through the womb of Virgin Mary. So every high priest taken from among men, every high priest came from men, is appointed for men in things pertaining to God. So appointed or ordained for men. So high priest is serving for men or for people in things pertaining to God. So the high priest is serving for men, also for God. So high priest is mediator between God and people. So in the Old Testament, the high priest before the people, the high priest was the representative of God. So before God, the high priest was a representative of the people. So that's called as mediator. Like Jesus Christ in New Testament age today, so whoever talk with God the Father, we can talk with God the Father only through Jesus Christ. So that's why we called, we prayed to the Lord, to God the Father. Last word said, in Jesus' name, which meaning through Jesus Christ, who is mediator between God and us, that he may offer both the gift and sacrifices for sin. So in the Old Testament, the high priest made an offering or sacrifices or a gift to the Lord. Today, Christians make offering to God at particular church. Likewise, they made an offering, gift or sacrifices too. So he can have a compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray. So he, high priest, in the Old Testament, the high priest has a compassion. New Testament is written in the Greek. Compassion right here, perikeitai. Perikeitai is the Greek word, which means sympathy or empathy or in the same boat of another. That means compassion. So every high priest in the Old Testament has the same feeling as the people who are ignorant of God's word, who are ignorant of the knowledge of God, or are going astray, or going astray the track of truth. So high priest in the Old Testament has empathy, same feeling as the people. So right here is also subject to weakness. So in the Old Testament, the high priest is subject to weakness or iniquity. So Old Testament high priest is a sinner. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 said, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. But Jesus Christ also, he has empathy." Why? Because Jesus came into a man. Jesus, God was incarnated into the Virgin Mary womb. So Jesus also have the same experience as a people, as a man. So Jesus was tempted by breath, also glory and power by Satan. So Jesus had a sympathy, but all points, Jesus got empathy. Only different Jesus is, yet without sin. So in the New Testament, the high priest Jesus Christ had no sin, but in the Old Testament, the high priest had sin. But the same thing is, Old Testament high priest also coming from among men. Jesus Christ also came from among men. So because of this iniquity, sin, he is required as for the people so also for himself to offer sacrifice for sin. Because the high priest in the Old Testament, in order to make offering for the people, he makes an offering, sin offering for himself. Because the Old Testament high priest, such as Aaron's descendants, are men, are people who are sinners. So they need to cover their own sin. So, this one, Leviticus chapter 9, verse 8, also 16, talk about, Aaron therefore went to the altar and killed the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself. So Aaron was a sinner, because a man, only man. That's why he needs a sin offering for himself before making offering for people. Like us, we are all human beings, are sinners, regardless of older people, young people, white, black, Asian, no matter what, you know, male, female, all human beings are sinners. So they need sin offering to cleanse their own sin for themselves. Likewise, Aaron is a man, also sinner. So Aaron, therefore, went to the altar and killed the calf of a sin offering, which was for himself. So also Leviticus chapter 16, verse 24, also, the Aaron, the high priest, shall wash his body with water in a holy place, put on his garments, come out and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make atonement for himself as well as for the people. So human being needs a cleansing, sin offering for himself. But Jesus Christ has no sin. Jesus Christ doesn't need any sin offering at all. That's the difference. And no man takes dishonor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron reads. High priest position, the honor is called by God. There is not self-appointed officer, self-appointed position, like a pastor. Pastor is not self-appointed officer. That is ordained by God. So likewise, Aaron, the high priest position, is called by God. Just talk about that. So Jesus Christ, also high priest, is ordained God. So that's why verse 5, talking about, so also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest. Jesus Christ neither appointed by himself to become high priest. No. So, but it was he who said to him, the speaker is God the Father, said to him, Psalm chapter 2, verse 7. Psalm chapter 2, verse 7 said, you are my son. God the Father said to Jesus Christ, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. So God the Father ordained or appointed Jesus Christ as Jesus' son. Also, verse 6 said, as he also said another place, God the Father also said in another place, Psalm chapter 110, verse 4, you are a priest forever. So God talked about Jesus Christ, you are a priest, but forever. But in the Old Testament, the Aaron's the priesthood position limited to his lifetime only. But Jesus Christ's priest position forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus Christ, the high priest position followed after Melchizedek. So who is Melchizedek? Melchizedek, they're talking about that. Melchizedek, Genesis chapter 14, verse 8 says, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, Shalom means peace, brought out bread and wine. For communion service, we have bread and wine. Bread stands for the body of Jesus Christ. Wine stands for the bloodshed of Jesus Christ. So Melchizedek, king of Salem. Salem, the Hebrew word, which means peace. Salem brought out bread and wine. Bread and wine are types of Jesus' body and Jesus' blood. He was the priest of God Most High. So Jesus Christ followed the Melchizedek order. Melchizedek was served by Abraham. Abraham has his son Isaac. Isaac has Jacob and Esau. So Jacob had 12 sons. So one of 12 sons, one group is Levi. So Levi descendants only qualified to be high priest. But Jesus Christ didn't come from Levi descendant, Levi line. But Jesus Christ in flesh come from the fourth son of Jacob, Judah. So Jesus Christ come from Judah, but Jesus is ordained as a high priest after Melchizedek, who was served by Abraham, the forefather of Jacob or Levi. So this one talk about that Melchizedek order. So then, who in the days of his flesh, in the days of his flesh, which meaning Jesus Christ was born as Jesus' baby in the earth 2,000 years ago. So Jesus ministered on the earth for 33 years before ascension to the seat of God the Father. In the days of his flesh, incarnated Jesus Christ, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, Jesus prayed and supplications, which means petitions, with vehement cries, which meaning loud cries, and tears to him, to God the Father, who was able to save him from death, or who was able to resurrect Jesus Christ from the death, and was heard because of his godly fear. This one talking about the Matthew chapter 26, verses 39 through 45. Also Luke chapter 22, verses 41-44. Before Jesus' crucifixion, Jesus prayed on the garden, in the garden of Gethsemane. So Jesus said, he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw. And Jesus knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me, which meaning to avoid this coming crucifixion. Take this cup. This cup meaning a type of wrath, the God's wrath. Take this cup away from me. So Jesus Christ doesn't want separate himself from God. That's why Jesus prayed to God the Father, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. So Jesus Christ prayed to the God the Father, O Lord, avoid this coming crucifixion, this death. So take this cup away from me, but not my will, but your will shall be done. So basically, Jesus submit to God's will for crucifixion. Then an angel appeared to him, Jesus Christ, from heaven, strangling him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, more strongly, more sincerely, then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. So Jesus Christ prayed loudly, earnestly, with sweat, like great drops of blood to the Lord. Basically avoided his coming crucifixion. But Jesus finally submitted to God the Father. So Jesus was crucified with a broken body and bloodshed to cleanse away my sins and your sins as well. So this one, talking about that. So we see Jesus Christ's prayer attitude, loud cries and tears, also godly fear. So also Jesus sought for God's will. So we want to see each question. What does it mean, compassion, weakness in verse 2? Then meaning empathy. The high priest had the empathy or same feeling as the servant people. Likewise, Jesus Christ also have the same experience, same feeling as the servant people. So compassion means weakness, meaning so like iniquity. So human being has iniquity, but Jesus Christ had no sin. Although Jesus was tested by Satan in the Holy Spirit. Question 2. When you think that God does not hear your prayers, how should you do? In verse 7. For example, I feel so ill. I feel painful, my leg, my head, my back pain. So you prayed to God the Father, but God does not answer your prayer, which means still I feel painful. Then how should you do? So in verse 7, we can see how did Jesus Christ to the Father. First of all, pray. Continue pray. Then supplication. Strong petition. You consistently pray to God the Father, relieve my pain, my physical pain. Then how? Vehement cry out. You may loudly cry out to God the Father. And tears, broken heart, tears, and godly fear. So we can see. So if you feel still painful, but God does not answer your prayer, then you consistently pray strongly with loud crying out and tear with godly fear, like Jesus Christ. Then also, you should seek God's will, not your will. So earnestly, prayer required. The last question, what are the same and different things between Aaron? Aaron is in the Old Testament, the first high priest, and Jesus Christ as the high priest. First of all, same thing, Aaron coming from man. Coming from man. Also, Jesus Christ also coming from man. Why? God was incarnated in the womb of Mary, so Jesus also among men. But number two, same function is a mediator. The Old Testament high priest also mediated between God and people. Jesus Christ also high priest, mediator function too. Third, same thing. Aaron had the same feeling as the servant people. Jesus Christ also was tempted, was tested by the Holy Spirit in the Satan. So Jesus Christ also have a compassion. So the last one, same thing. High priest is ordained by God, not self-appointed, ordained by God. Those things are the same thing. But what's different between Aaron and Jesus Christ as a high priest function? First, Aaron, only man, only man, so man is a sinner, but Jesus Christ is a man, also God, because as the Son of God, as the Son of God. So, the second difference, man, so Adam is a sinner, so he needs for himself sin offering to cleanse away his sin, to serve offering for the people. But Jesus Christ has no sin, without sin. So Jesus, he doesn't need any sin offering for himself at all. Jesus, no sin. Next difference is Aaron coming from Levi's descendant. Levi is the first of the third son of Jacob. The third son, Jacob. So that call is a Levite. Only high priest come, is qualified to be Levite, but Jesus Christ, regardless of a Levite or a Jacob or a Abraham, Jesus coming from Melchizedek. Jesus come from Levite tribe rather than Judah tribe. So the Judah, the first son of Jacob. The last one, duration is different. Aaron, high priest duration, only limit you physical lifetime. Whoever, when God calls Aaron, that's a finish. High priest job no longer. Because Aaron's body become dust, like earth. But Jesus Christ, the high priest duration, forever. Jesus is God. Jesus, God. So God was, also God is, and God will be here as well. So those are questions which we saw there. Let's sing song all together, last song, then we'll pray all together with the Lord's Prayer.